Hi everyone, my name is Natalie Ledwell and this is The Inspiration Show. Today on the show I have a good friend of mine. He's actually from Australia, a fellow Australian, so you'll be hearing lots of Australian talk today. We're talking about a new movie of his that's really focusing in on our personal guidance system or intuition. So it's going to be a great show today. But before I introduce my special guest, I just want to remind you that once the show is over, don't forget to click the link underneath this video so you can go through and download the free ebook version of my book, Never in Your Wildest Dreams. So please help me introduce my good friend, Bill Bennett. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good, Natalie, or should I say good day?
G'day, exactly. So Bill happens to live in a town that's not far from my hometown where I grew up, and we were connected a few months ago now. And so it's random how sometimes we can have these connections. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What we might do, first of all, is just get you to tell us a little bit about your story. Like, I know that you've done this incredible movie, but what led you up to that and what was your background before that?
Briefly, I started off actually doing medicine, but I had an intuitive moment, which I now realize was an intuitive moment. At the time, I thought that it was just something weird that happened. And it spun me into journalism, which led to my making documentaries, that led to feature films. And in fact, while I was making a movie in New Orleans, a big thriller with Burt Reynolds starring, I had this incident with a truck, which is what led me to make this current film.
Right. Now, tell me about this incident, because this was a seemingly small incident, but it's made a massive impact on your life.
It did, Natalie. What happened was I was actually driving to the airport very early. I had to fly from New Orleans to Los Angeles. I was getting the first flight out. It was dark. There were no cars on the road, I had a green light up ahead at an intersection. And as I approached the intersection, I heard a voice which said, "Slow down." Well, I just thought that was weird. I haven't had enough coffee this morning. What is this? And I went to speed up again to get through on the green light because I was running a bit late. The voice came in again a second time and said, more emphatically, "Slow down." And so I did slow down. And as I entered the intersection, a massive truck ran a red light on a cross street, hurtled through, just missed me, narrowly missed me. And I pulled up on the other side of the intersection, shaken and knowing that if I hadn't heard that voice and if I hadn't acted on it, that truck would have killed me.
Right.
What that prompted then was three questions. What was that voice? Where did it come from? And why did it save my life? And those three questions really then compelled me to make the film.
Right. So tell me about this voice. Did it sound like it was you, or did it sound like it was something outside of you?
It's interesting. I've tried to really reconcile it since, and the best way I can describe it is it's both. It's both inside and outside of me. It was both familiar, but it was not me. So I liken it to, in fact, not these headphones here necessarily, but you know the buds that you get, the headphone buds that you get with your iPhone or whatever, yeah, where you listen to a song or something like that and you can't quite locate it. It's both inside you and outside of you. Well, that's the best way that I can describe the voice.
Right. And so the film is what, a journey into trying to figure out what that voice was?
It kind of segued, Natalie. What happened was I set out to make the film trying to find out what that voice was. And really it kind of led into a broader discovery of what intuition is, because I've now come to realize that what that voice was, it was in fact an intuitive response.
Hmm. And I mean, I don't know whether this was the first time that that's happened to you. I mean, you were saying before that you went from medicine to journalism because of some kind of intuitive hit. So is this something you're familiar with, that it's been around for most of your life?
Now that I know what I know, I look back on my life and I see times when my intuition really tried to intercede and tried to make me make the right decisions, if you like. And up until that point with that incident with the truck, it had always been through a sense of knowing. You know, just a gut feeling or a sense of knowing, or waking up from a dream and going, I've really got to do this. The voice was the first time, and in fact it hasn't happened since, where there was something quite much more dramatic than that. But I do look back on my life and look at those moments where I had to make major life decisions. In terms of what flipped me out of medicine into then transferring to across to a course in journalism at university, the day that I had to sit for one of my crucial exams, I went surfing. And I had to get out of the surf at a particular time to get to the exam room. If I didn't pass the exam that day, then I would fail the year. And I remember getting out of the water and looking at my biochemistry textbooks in the back of my car and looking at the surf and going, Bill, do you really want to be a dentist? And I went, no, I want to go surfing. needless to say, that didn't please my parents, who were both dentists, but it led me to what I'm doing now. And I realized now that was my intuition guiding me.
Okay.
Although I didn't realize that.
So I'm going to ask you a bit of a curly question. So what do you think intuition is?
Well, I think it is, as I proposed in the film, a guidance system. I think it's ultimately a system as legitimate as any system in our body, like our immunity system, immune system, our circulatory system, and so forth. Our intuition is an energetic system which tries to guide us and navigate us through life. But one of the primary functions of intuition, I believe, is to keep us safe from harm and keep us alive. Because we can't fulfill our purpose in life if we're dead or if we're infirm. So our number one priority with intuition is to keep us alive. And that's what happened with me with the truck, I believe.
Right. And so what I hear you saying is that we all have intuition.
We all have intuition, just like we all have a digestive system. We all have, a circulatory system and central nervous system and so forth. It is a part of us. We are born with it. And some of us don't acknowledge it. Some of us suppress it. Some of us ignore it. Some of us are more sensitive to it than others. Some of us have developed it to a degree where it can become a very useful tool in their lives. And that's really what I'm trying to do with the film. I'm trying to help people understand that intuition exists and that it's a natural function of who they are as a human being, and they can use it to make better decisions in life.
Right. And so is there a way that we can, listen or hear or tap into our intuition?
Yeah. The film goes through five steps. Stop, listen, ask, trust, and follow. But first you've got to stop, because if you're bouncing around so busy and everything, you don't have a chance to actually get that knowledge, feeling, however that intuitive response kicks in. Stop, listen, you've got to listen to it. The next one is trust. Trust is a big one. You've got to ask sometimes for guidance. And then you've got to follow through. And following through is really hard, because that takes courage.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really interesting how you say that, because often when I talk about, getting that intuitive head or getting the guidance that we need, I have to say, we'll ask, be quiet, ask, but then stay quiet long enough to hear the answer. Because sometimes we've just got so much going on, it's crazy. So, so with the movie, you managed to lock down some pretty intuitive, amazing people for this movie. Tell us a little bit about who you have in the movie and how you did that.
Natalie, I still don't know. I look at the movie now, and I still go, how the hell did that happen? I made a decision very early on that I had to make the film intuitively, which is really scary for me because, as I say in the film, I am a control freak. At least I hope I'm not so much that now. But the way, I've made my livelihood making movies, and the way you do that is through force of will. And I soon realized that didn't work with making a movie on intuition. I had to do it intuitively. And so what happened was that I just let go all control, and I was guided from person to person to person. Most of those people who ended up in the movie, like Carolyn Mace and James Van Praagh and Lee Carroll, who channels for Crown and so forth, these amazing people. Most of them I didn't know before, you know, oftentimes a day or a day and a half before I met them to interview them. Mm. And I was just guided to them. It was really quite extraordinary.
Yeah. I know. Well, I have had the pleasure of seeing the movie. And you know, and normally there are quite a number of movies out there, which, you know, I'm in a few of them, you know, where we have, you know, your talking heads, and that's the usual suspects that you see in most of the movies. But that's not like, your movie's not like that. Now, I remember from the first moment I started watching it, I was like so engaged. And it's just, you've got real life examples, but then you've got everyone that's really being able to explain, like Judith Orloff, she's a legend. You don't see her in any movies. Carolyn Mace is the same. You know, and Carolyn doesn't suffer fools. Like she's very direct and to the point. And I know that the information that they're sharing is invaluable. So when you were filming, what's, you know, is there something that you heard or something that's in the film that actually kind of shocked you or that was quite a revelation for you?
Crikey, Natalie, that's a really good question. I think it all shocked me at first. And I think it took quite a bit of time in editing for me to come to terms with it all. Carolyn Mace was a very strong interview. You know, she is a very strong character. I love her. She is extraordinary. But she doesn't suffer fools. I happened to ask Carolyn whether angels were useful. And I realize now that that's a question you don't ask Carolyn Mace, whether angels are useful. Well, she gave me a bit of an earful, and that was memorable.
Yes. No, I loved how you kept that in the movie too. she wasn't happy.
But Judith Orloff is amazing. Paul Selig is amazing. Michael Tamura. I had the privilege to meet these extraordinary people, a lot of them from the East, from India and so forth. And I met the Prince of Bhutan, and he's in the film as well, and he does a lovely little cameo.
Mm. So I've got to ask you, like, I mean, I also am a recovering control freak, and I understand what you say, but for people that are watching this show, what do you mean by, you know, you started doing this, well, you did this film intuitively rather than the way that you normally do? Like, what's the difference between those two methods?
Well, I can talk practically. With a regular film, what happens is you go out and you raise the money, you put it in the bank account, and then you oftentimes beforehand you've drawn up a budget and a schedule and you work to a script, and everything is pre-ordered. Everything has to work like clockwork because time is money on a movie. And there's enormous sort of auditing and rigors and things like that you have to adhere to. With my film, I started off with nothing. I just had this vague notion that I needed to make a film on intuition. I do say need, you know, because it got to that point where it was compulsive. I did need to make it. And I didn't have any money. I didn't have any schedule. I didn't have a title. I didn't have a running length. All I knew was that I didn't want to sell to TV because TV would dumb it down. Hmm. And I knew that I wanted it to be a cinema theatrical film, but that's all I knew. And what happened, it took 3 years to film, and I never had a budget. And what happened was people heard about the film, they started putting money in, and then I would put some money in my own in and so forth. End up with a budget of $1.5 million.
Wow.
With the movie. And it took 3 years. But with all the investors, I said to them, look, I don't know when this film is going to finish. All I can tell you is that it is going to finish. But just hold on, just trust me, because it'll end up, I think, being a good film. And so I was very fortunate in that I had a bunch of investors that did trust me and that did allow the process to unfold intuitively. So, yeah, I didn't have a script. I didn't have a budget. I didn't have a schedule. I didn't have a list of people that I was going to interview. I just had this feeling that I should do it.
Right. And isn't it amazing that when we are clear about where we want to end up, and you don't have to be too specific. Like you said, you knew you wanted to be a feature film, you know, you wanted certain things. So if you have the macro vision of what it is that you want in the end, if we're clear about what that is, it's incredible that when we surrender and not have, you know, hang on to it so tightly, the amazing things and people and opportunities show up for us that help us and guide us to that end result, which is just, you know, and the whole process of you making this film is a testament to how intuition works. So yeah, it's fantastic.
I believe that, Natalie. And people did come and they did guide me, and they continue to do so, and you're one of them, so thank you.
My pleasure. So, so Bill, can people, where can people watch the film? Like, how can they get, you know, get to watch that?
At the moment, it's going out through what's called cinema on demand or theatrical on demand through our distributors in the US, Gather Films, GATHR. They can be accessed via our website, pgsthemovie.com. That's really simple, pgsthemovie.com. Very soon we're doing a crowdsource funding campaign, which will run through August into September. One of the perks or rewards of that is an early preview of the film. And then in October, we're going to be releasing online again through our website.
Great. Awesome. Well, Bill, thank you so much for joining me today. You actually are coming in from Australia. You're actually in Australia right now as we speak. So it's been a great pleasure talking to you. And guys, I encourage you to either click on the banner or the link below this video so that you can go through to that crowdfunding page for Bill. Like I said, I've watched this movie. It is it's a life changer. And it really helps you to viscerally understand what intuition is, and helps you to believe that and know that you have it yourself and how you can tap into that. So it's exciting. So thanks again, Bill. Great chatting to you today.
Thank you very much.
All right, now I encourage you guys to share this video. Please get the word out by clicking the Facebook and the Twitter share buttons on this page. And don't forget to click the banners or the link to go through to Bill's website. And after all of that is done, click the link below that so that you can download the ebook version of our best-selling book, Never in Your Wildest Dreams. So until next time, remember to live large, choose courageously, and love without limits. We'll see you soon.